first topic today on CNN 10, we're breaking down American and Russian tensions over what's happening in the Middle Eastern country of Syria. I'm Carl Azuz. It's good to have you watching. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in the Russian capital yesterday. He's meeting with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The main subject, Syria's ongoing civil war. Last week, dozens of Syrians were killed by a chemical weapon, a poisonous gas. The U.S. blamed Syria's government for launching the attack. And though Syria denied it, American ships later fired missiles at a Syrian airbase, the base where the U.S. says the chemical attack was made from. This was the first time that America targeted a Syrian government position. Previously, it had only gone after ISIS terrorist positions in Syria. But here's where it gets more complicated. Russia supports the Syrian government and its president, Bashar al-Assad, and the U.S. does not. So America is trying to influence Russia to end its support for Syria's leader.
We want to create a future for Syria that is stable and secure. And so Russia can be a part of that future and play an important role. Or Russia can maintain its alliance with this group, which we believe is not going to serve Russia's interests longer term.